Antoine. You're placing blame on another here in this confession.
So, I have a question for the congregation.
Sure.
I have a question. If you have good intentions, is it really a sin? If you are let down by something out of your control, is it really a sin?
Probably.
Because, congregation, I was let down.
You were let down. You were failed.
I was failed.
You wanted to be a better person than you were.
I had the best intentions, as somebody as a good of a person as I am would typically have.
All right, I mean, all right. Santa does say it's the thought that counts.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about doing the right thing.
Oh, you thought about
it. But I was let down.
Okay.
But you didn't do the right thing. You did the wrong thing.
I did the wrong thing.
Spike Lee said it first. What'd you say? What'd you do?
Oh, Monica is sipping in judgment already.
I am.
Yesterday, I went to the movie theaters. I went to see Terminator Dark Fate.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was busy. I will not say what movie theater I was at.
Okay.
Because I frequent that movie theater, so I don't want people waiting for me.
We had witnesses.
At this movie theater, this movie theater, and all movie theaters now, they sell the tickets at the concession stand.
During like the non-peak hours and stuff in particular, it's just, you know, they don't need that extra body sitting in that sad box like they're the Pope and no one's waving to them.
But yesterday, school was out. The line was long. There were actually four lines. And those lines were long. And I had arrived a little late, so I was already missing the previews for the movie. So I went up and talked to a worker there, and I'm like, hey, these lines are not moving. Is there any way we can speed this up? Because my movie's already started.
Oh. See, Antoine is very important.
Because he doesn't wait in lines.
Right. These other people.
He said, I'm Antoine.
Right. They have time. They
you
have
know who I am?
Oh, my God. He's playing the Do You Know Who I Am card.
Uh-huh.
You know, congratulations.
I did
Welcome
not.
To being yes, part of this show.
I'm number 12. Dang it.
You know who I am.
And this fine gentleman looked at me and he said, you can buy your ticket online and therefore you can skip this line.
On your phone. Fantastic.
I said, perfect. I was like, well, my movie's already started. Can I go ahead and do this? Go in and yada, yada, yada. And I pull up. He goes, go ahead and go in. So as I'm walking into the theater, I'm pulling up the website.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, though?
I am. I'm pulling up the website.
Candy Crush. Is that what you're pulling up?
I pull up the website.
Clash of Clans.
And then I get to my seat. And I sit down and it's scrolling, and then a preview starts. And it was a preview for Bad Boys for Life, the new Will Smith movie. And so I got into that and I closed my phone.
Oh, I see what happened.
And then I watched the movie, the rest of the previews. I watched the movie. And then when I was leaving the movie theater, I opened my phone again and there's the website asking me if I wanted to purchase a ticket for the movie that I just saw.
Yeah, which you never did.
But
problem is, the movie's over now.
It was technology because it was load and slow. The internet on my phone.
The Wi-Fi.
I didn't get the Wi-Fi. That's right. I didn't get the Wi-Fi in there. And the internet was slow. And so therefore, because of the slow internet on my phone.
He skipped the line.
The Fandango movie. Didn't load.
Oh, yeah, sure. Fandango. Because nobody knows who Joe Fandango
he says,
is.
I am Antoine.
Yep.
It didn't load.
K92 morning thing. So I'm not only wait in lines.
Yep. He cut 75 people in line.
Kids were crying.
He lied to the worker.
Come on, congregation.
Yeah. And you never bought a ticket. You stole that movie.
So when I was leaving the movie theater, I'm like, well, I can't purchase the ticket for the movie that I just saw. But I don't want to purchase a ticket for a future movie I'm not going to see because what if it's sold out and I'm taking a seat from some child?
Okay, Terminator, if you buy the 10 o'clock showing, is not going to be sold out and it's not going to take it away from a child. You could have bought for any movie. Pick the least popular movie in there that you know is not going
to
sell out.
I didn't want a chance taking that from somebody else.
Right, because it's Fandango's fault.
It is. And the movie theater, if the Wi-Fi was faster and the lines moved faster, I am actually the victim.
I'm the
victim.
Oh, did he tell you that he got popcorn and he dropped it on the floor? He doesn't even like popcorn.
Wait a minute.
And spilled it all over the theater. So that one guy that told you to get a ticket, you just left a mess.
To be clear, he stole that popcorn from a child when they weren't paying attention.
I ripped it right out of their hands.
So how many crimes do we have here? You cut the line. So you cut 25-50 different people. You lied to the person that worked there.
I didn't lie per
se. We'll call that plagiarism. I don't even know why, but we will. You played the Do You Know Who I Am card, which is just embarrassing.
I didn't. I didn't know if we met before.
And you stole. You stole that movie. You owe Arnold Schwarzenegger $7. That man is poor today because of you.
Wow. It was the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi was slow.
You probably didn't even park, did you?
The tickets.
You just parked on the steps or something.
Handicap space.
I don't think he even did that. He just went right congregation. To the line. He drove up to the line.
Why is my congregation turning against
he
me
He actually
today?
Drove right into the lobby of the movie theater, smashed through the window.
You know
and
who I am. I hate lies.
Get out of the way. Antoine Terrell at K92 needs to see a movie. I would just like to congratulate you on what
you.
I believe is, as far as I can remember, the most despicable confession we've
and
had.
And no shame.
Wait a minute. I didn't do all those things.